Welcome to The Resilient Mind, where you can discover tools and tips to optimize your mind and reach your fullest potential. This is where ancient wisdom collides with cutting-edge neuroscience to have you living happier, healthier, and more peacefully. Discover how to use your best tool, your mind, to optimize your life quickly and easily. Now, here's your host, Nell Rose Phillips.
So welcome to the show. Today I have a special treat. You all know that creating resiliency and optimizing the mind is what the show is all about. And today we're going to be talking to Lauren Fitzpatrick. She is a client that I had, and when she was having trouble passing her CPA exam, and she wanted to become an accountant, and she had taken these exams about 15 times before seeing me. And after our session, she has passed the exams. But I want you to hear all about her story from her. And let you know what she experienced and everything that happened. So welcome, Lauren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the exams and why you needed to pass them? Like, what are they?
So the CPA exams, the CPA is a certified public accountant. So it's a license. And in order to pretty much do the job that I have to pass these four exams in a certain period of time. So you have to pass all four. In order to pass, you have to get a 75, and then you have to pass all four exams within an 18-month time period.
Okay.
So if you fail one, you know, once you pass one, then that's kind of when your clock starts. So if you don't pass them within that 18-month time period, your passing score goes away.
Okay. So how many times had you taken the exam?
I had taken it a total of 15 times, and two of the 15 times I had passed.
Okay.
They were two separate exams, but I had lost them because then I failed the other ones.
Within that time period?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So tell me a little bit about how you found me and what made you make the decision to come and see me.
It was something that I had always thought about, just as far as I felt like I had tried everything. You know, I had the books, I had the study materials,
mm-hmm.
And I felt, you know, like I was doing okay at work. It wasn't, you know, a brain thing. It wasn't a knowledge thing. More so an anxiety and kind of overcoming that test anxiety. So my mom actually had run into a friend of hers, and she had recommended me come to see you. And again, it was something that had always been in the back of my mind, but didn't really know how to execute it. Hypnosis wasn't something that I was familiar with, or really anyone in my life was familiar with either. So it was kind of new territory for me, but at that point I was willing to try anything.
Okay. Yeah. Usually people come to me when they're pretty desperate. They've tried everything else and, you know, they finally come. Were you nervous about seeing me?
I really wasn't. I kind of at the point where I just wanted something to work. So I was fully open. I would describe myself probably as a critical thinker and overanalyzing things. So I definitely felt like I had to kind of let my guard down before walking in and just, you know, whatever happens, happens, and just be open to the whole experience, which I feel like I was. So I think that was a crucial part of it.
Mm-hmm. Making that decision to be open to something new and trying
something
different.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Great. Great. When you would go to the exams before, what were you experiencing? Were you said you had a little bit of anxiety. So tell me a little bit about that. Like, when you were at, was the anxiety in the physical, when you were in the exams physically, or was it before the exams, or all of the above?
I would say I had kind of the full spectrum. So when I first started taking it, it was this huge mountain that I didn't know what to expect. And actually during my first exam, I completely blacked out. I don't remember anything during the exam. I think I just, you know, it was completely overwhelming. Just this feeling of, I didn't know what to expect going into it. And I just got really overwhelmed by, you know, the task at hand, even though I had studied so hard. But I kind of, as I continued and as it became more and more, necessary for my job. So I was about when I started to pass the exam. So when I saw you last summer, I was about 2 years from really losing my job if I didn't pass. So that kind of deadline, as that approached, and as I kept failing, I think the anxiety kind of just turned into me doubting myself and thinking that, you know, it wasn't something that I was able to do after, again, 15 times or 13 times failing. It felt like something, you know, I would kind of get in my own head. So that the anxiety kind of shifted in how it was, but it was always there and it was physical. And a lot of times during the exam, I'd be on a question that, you know, I've seen 100 times because I did thousands of practice tests and that kind of stuff. But in my head, it'd immediately go to, oh my gosh, what if I fail? Like, what's going to happen in 6 months rather than just getting through that 3-hour exam at that and kind of being in the moment.
Right. So again, it wasn't for you. You knew the material. You were a good student and you knew the material inside and out. So there was never a doubt in your mind that you didn't know the material.
Right.
You would just have these moments of blacking out when you would actually take the exam.
It was actually just the physical. And that was kind of the most frustrating part because I was doing really well on the practice test before. I would always take like a full simulated practice test. It would be like exactly like it was on exam day. Mm-hmm. And I would say my only difference was, you know, my anxiety level, because that was the test that counted. But on my practiced exams, I was passing with flying colors. So that's kind of how I knew it wasn't a material thing. It was more just me in my own head.
Okay. So tell me a little bit, like after you saw me, what was the experience? You ended up passing?
Yeah, I did. I passed all 4 right in a row, like one after another.
That's phenomenal, huh? How did you feel? Did you feel any differently when you were taking those exams?
I did. It was very much, I think the biggest thing that came from our session together was me just taking the exam and separating myself from it and, you know, kind of not making it as big of a deal in my head. You know, if I failed, it wasn't the end of the world. I could always take them again. And you know, I think it just made it, it's hard to describe a little bit, but it just made it less of a big deal. So I think I just calmed down a lot.
Right.
And I did do a lot of I listened to the tapes a lot. I would say for a couple of months, I was pretty religious about listening to the tapes that you had given me every night and just learning really how to calm myself down.
Doing some of those exercises that we had talked about.
Okay. Yeah. And just kind of focusing just on calming down and breathing. And, you know, it gave me, like, knowing that I was confident in my practice tests and knowing that I was fully capable of doing it, just reiterating that mantra of, oh, I can totally pass this, I have passed this. And, I mean, I definitely think I received my scores kind of staggered, so I received the first one. And then would sit for the second one. So it definitely, that was a boost of confidence as well. But I think, you know, then at that point, once I had passed, especially once I had passed 3 and I was sitting for the last one, I mean, that anxiety was, oh my gosh, I'm almost done.
So, this is it.
Yeah. So it was, a different kind of anxiety, but it was kind of still there the whole time. Once I had passed a few, it was like, okay, I can actually do this. But that pressure was a new kind of pressure.
Right. Well, so many times I talk to my clients and I said, you know, the brain just gets onto one. It kind of jumps the track. It gets off the track. And coming to see me and working with me, we kind of show you how to put it back on the track. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. It's just kind of shifting your mind in a different way. And then you get back on the track and then you're fine. And the competency becomes confidence is what you ended up having, right?
Yeah, completely. Absolutely.
So that's fantastic. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That had to feel so good to get all 4 of those done.
Yeah. It was a big accomplishment. And of course that, you know, everyone, because I studied for 3.5 years, off and on a little bit, but for the most part, I was pretty steady. And everyone always said, you know, you're going to look back and it's all going to be a distant memory. And it's still a pretty fresh memory. Like I just got once you pass the exams, you actually have to get work experience in order to apply for your license. But the fortunate part was that I had already had the work experience once I actually passed the exam. So I just received my license last week.
And congratulations.
It's quite still fresh, but yeah, in a good way.
Yeah. Well, so what do you do with all that free time now that you don't have to study?
I know. And that's the thing. I'm like, where did that free time go?
It's funny how that happens, right? It always gets absorbed into something else.
I know. Yeah. It doesn't feel quite as free. But I mean, the truth of the matter is, I studied all last summer and that was like my full-time job. So I'm looking forward to having a summer of no studying. That's for sure.
Good for you. So have you used these same techniques in other areas of your life?
I definitely have. I mean, I think, the most specific one that I can think of, it's just in general getting overwhelmed with things. Uh-huh. The whole idea of separating myself from it and not kind of letting it take over everything. So if I'm really overwhelmed at work, kind of leaving work at home and being able to, a lot of times if I was really stressed out at work, I would kind of bring it home and let it affect every other part of my life.
Right. That's great.
Kind of separation, I think, is the biggest tool that I probably took from that. And just being able, if I, you know, get really anxious over, you know, anything, just being able to know how to calm myself down, because I feel like I did kind of overcome a big obstacle with the test taking, even though it's, you know, a different kind of anxiety, but just knowing that I'm able to do that is kind of a nice thing.
It's powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, the power goes back into your hands instead of outside of you. It's all intrinsic.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, Lauren, I really appreciate you sharing this with us today and taking the time to let us know how it changed your life.
No problem.
I appreciate it. Thanks. And I'd like to thank everyone at home that was listening in, and I hope you learned something today. And again, thank you, Lauren, for sharing your story. See everyone next week.
Thank you for joining us this week. We hope you found this information valuable. You can find out more at resilientmindradio.com, where you can find free, powerful tips so you can achieve a resilient mind and thrive in any situation.